Are we live on YouTube? Okay. Sorry, we're starting late. Something just tripped. We're good on YouTube. We're good on Instagram. Okay, just 1 minute. How many minutes would you use to get? Check the sound on Instagram before we go. Connecting directly. While we're doing that, fix that sound card now. Okay, so just give us about a minute. We're trying to impute something into the device. Now play this one. Can they hear us? Can you hear us loud and clear on Instagram? Somebody monitor Instagram for me. Can you hear us? Hallelujah. So let me find out if they can hear us loud and clear. If you can hear us loud and clear, shout hallelujah. Okay, praise God. You can hear me. So, because we're recording directly from the device, people won't have to sing around, so it doesn't pick. So you guys will have to shift. Amen. The blood is speaking life to me. The blood
is speaking life to me.
The blood of Jesus is speaking life to me.
The blood.
The blood of Jesus is speaking over me.
The blood is speaking over me.
The blood is speaking over me.
The blood of Jesus is speaking over me.
The blood is speaking over me. The blood of Jesus is speaking life on me.
The blood is speaking life.
Oh, the blood is speaking life on me.
The blood is speaking life on me.
Now lift up your voice and say, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Say, thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood is speaking for me. Better things than that of Abel. Say thank you for the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 12. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verse 24. Hebrews 12, verse 24. We'll read together. One to go. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than blood of Abel. That's why we sang that song. The blood is speaking over me. The blood is speaking life to me. The blood is speaking grace on me. Amen. And how do you get the blood of Jesus to speak? By speaking the things the blood has spoken over you. Amen. Hallelujah. Say tonight, the blood is speaking mercy. The blood speaks salvation. The blood speaks forgiveness. The blood speaks sanctification. The blood speaks justification. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's read some scriptures. Let's read Acts 16:26. People are sending us testimonies already. If you've had testimonies from the first 2 days, send it to us. Acts 16, 25, 26. 25, 26. 25, 26. Please put me in remembrance. We're going to pray for that sister who gave us that building. We're going to pray for the flood victims. We're going to pray against fire. I was about to sleep yesterday and I was praying in tongues and I saw that flash of a vision. And from the comment that I saw, a lot of people have had visions of fire, fire, fire. We're going to pray against fire in our homes, in our offices, in our workspaces, in commercial buildings. Amen. So put me in remembrance of those things. Acts 16:25. Want to go? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors, how many doors? All the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. Amen. This will be our portion tonight. Isaiah 61. Verse 7. Isaiah 61 verse 7. Now read this one and thunder. Read it. We are reading all of these scriptures intentionally. Are we ready? Want to go? For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Let's read it again. For your shame, ye shall have double. And for your confusion, ye shall receive rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Amen. Amen. Another thing we'll pray about, we're going to address delays in the lives of God's people. Amen. 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 But I want to admonish us, let our praise not be a bribe to God. What do I mean? Say, let your praise not be like bribe. Let my praise not be like bribe. In other words, I'll praise you small, so do something for me. That's transactional relationship. Tonight we praise Him for who He is, for what He has done. And then all of the things He will do are the byproducts. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We will praise intensely. We will pray what? Profusely. And He will answer us what? Immensely. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Father, we come with thanksgiving into your presence. We come with praise. All that men will praise the Lord. 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 Oh. Some of you dancing here, you dance more than this in parties. Somebody dance, 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 delight thyself also in the Lord, and He will find you in the house of God. I'm sensing that there's somebody who lost their job. You lost your job maybe today or this week. Just stand before God. Just stand. Forget about that job. Something bigger is coming. We serve a God who is powerful. Hallelujah. We serve a God who is mighty. His God is a good God. Hallelujah. You can come to
Forevermore, the Lord, my portion in the land of the King, the Lord.
Forevermore,
on the mountain, in the valley.
The Spirit of God is ministering something to my heart. The Lord told Moses to take off his shoes, that where he stands is holy ground. The Bible says, wherever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, God has given to you. Take off your shoes. You are going to prophesy. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. For he has fallen upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Tonight, God wants to give people territory. I have confirmation of this. So you are going to dance as far as your feet touches this ground. God has given it to you. In the name of Jesus. That song says, on the mountain, on the valley, on the land and the sea. Simply put, everywhere the sole of your feet shall tread upon, God is your portion. I'm prophesying, you are not saying amen. In your office, God is your portion. In Nigeria, God is your portion. In America, God is your portion. Anywhere you find yourself, you will see God as your portion. On the mountain,
on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea.
On the mountain,
on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea.
On the mountain,
on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea.
Hey, the Lord, the Lord,
the Lord is my portion in the land. Hey, the Lord is forever. Hey, the Lord is my portion in the land.
Hey, my God,
the Lord,
I hear.
Forever.
The Lord,
the Lord is my portion in the land. The Lord is forever.
Hey.
Hey,
I think my you. You don't want to eat the benefits of it. Take off your shoes quick. You know what I'm feeling? Tonight, as you praise God, God will give people mysterious properties. I'm not trying to psych you. Maybe that was the reason why I shared the testimony of the Hallelujah House. You have situations where a property is contested, where people are dragging what belongs to you. Tonight is the night to recover it. I said tonight is the night to recover it. Are you ready?
On the mountain, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea.
On the mountain. Every position that was taken away from you is recovered. I say it's recovered. For your shame, receive double. 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 anywhere you were humiliated, in any way they humiliated you, they demoted you, and you had a situation of shame, as you dance this last dance, may the Lord recover your position. May the Lord recover your position. There is a pastor I'm praying for right now that I'm seeing in the spirit. That position that was taken away from you, it is recovered right now. Hey, the Lord!
The Lord is my portion, is the land of the living, the Lord. Forevermore, the Lord is my portion, is the land of the living, the Lord. Forevermore,
the Lord. I prophesy, recover your health. Recover your health. Recover your health. Recover your home. Recover your home. Recover your anointing. Recover your grace. Recover your territory. Recover your lot. In the name of Jesus, you are going to dance one more time. Hey, the Lord.
The Lord is my portion, is the land of the living, the Lord. Forevermore. The Lord is my portion, is the land of the living, the Lord. Forevermore.
We are dancing unto the Lord.
Dancing alleluia. Dancing alleluia.
We are dancing unto the Lord.
Dancing alleluia.
Pregnancy, you miscarry, receive double. Hey, dancing alleluia.
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 Just come, just come. Go on silence, dance and turn around. Just turn around. While I was here, I saw Silas turning around. Yeah. I can see everything
turning around, turning around, turning around.
I can see everything
turning around, turning around, turning around.
I can see everything
turning around, turning around, turning around.
I can see everything
turning around.
On the land and in the sea, on the mountain.
the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah, say,
the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forever. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is
say the Lord.
The Lord is my portion in the land.
You are prophesying.
The Lord is
forever.
Forever. The Lord is my portion in the land of the king. The Lord is forever.
Lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Call him by his name. Celebrate him. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. This song is our prophetic song for this challenge. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. Declare it with your mouth. You are praying already. We are praying already. I declare with my mouth that the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. I declare that Daniel Bassi, the Lord is your portion. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. Therefore, for my shame, I receive double. Isaiah 61 verse 7. If the devil cannot stop your blessing, he may try to delay it. What did I say? If the devil cannot stop it, he will try to delay it. He will delay it so that you are despondent, you are discouraged, and then you give up. Now, we're going to turn this scripture into a prayer point. For your delay, you shall have double. Are you ready? Whatever has delayed, whatever good thing in your life has delayed, dragged more than normal, whatever good thing has delayed, just kept dragging, that promise that God gave you seems to not happen. And this is not about the timing of God. Oh, can I give you a scripture? Remember in Daniel, Daniel's prayers were answered. His prayer was what? Answered. So the delay was not from God. From the very first day that he set himself to pray, God answered. But a spirit, this prince of Persia, did what? Intercepted it. Yesterday we spoke about the help of God through the angelic. The Lord sent his archangel Michael. So we are going to pray. Say, Father, for every shame I have suffered, for every delay I have suffered, I receive double. I declare, release your angels to effect the release of your promise and your answers to me right now. Right now, clap your hands, stamp your feet, and pray. We say we're dealing with delays tonight. I can't feel the sound of prayer in this house. It's normally more than this. Come on, young people. Whatever has delayed in my life unduly, by the angelic intervention of the Most High, they are released right now. Babies are released right now. Jobs are released right now. Marriages are released right now. Visas are released right now. Somebody under the sound of my voice, your passports are withheld. Your documents are withheld. Your immigration documents are withheld unduly. By angelic intervention, they are released right now. By the hand of God, by the Spirit of God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we effect that release. We release children tonight.
We release access tonight, my God. My God is coming. Come on. Hey, Yadolete. My God, I feel that prayer flame rising. I feel that prayer flame rising. I feel that prayer grace coming. Hey, Yado, somebody insist, insist on the release of that which is delayed. Insist on it. Let it be released now. No more delay. No more delay. For every delay, receive double. Let marital destinies be released. By God, I hear keys. Let keys be released. I hear keys in the spirit. Whatever they signify, let those keys be released right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, there are times we pray and you just pray and struggle through it. But while we began praying, I sensed that grace of prayer released. Now, we didn't start on time. We started 5 minutes after. So we'll go after. Amen. Can we take advantage of this prayer grace? Can we take advantage of this prayer grace? Say in the name of Jesus, based on this scripture, for every miscarriage of opportunities, pregnancies, good things, precious things, whatever I have miscarried, I receive double. Now, say I insist on double for my trouble. Clap your hands, open your mouth, stamp your feet and pray. In the name of Jesus. Somebody pray. No more miscarriages. No more miscarriages. Tonight is double for trouble. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's pray for Nigeria. DPR and Psalm 78, 72. DPR, Psalm Isaiah 22, verse 19, right? And then Psalm 78, verse 22. That's the only prayer I'll pray for Nigeria and the nations of the earth today. Let's read. One to go. Yes, I will drive you out of office, says the Lord. I will pull you down from your high position. And then I will call my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, to replace you. So, when we DPR, we've got to replace. And we have a specification for what to replace. For what and who to replace. So, the specification is in Psalm 78, 72. Let's go. He cared for them with a true heart and led them with skillful hands. So we want someone with a true heart. We want people with true heart and skillful hands. Say in the name of Jesus. Father! Anyone, everyone you have not planted in leadership in our nation, in the nations of the earth, in government, in governance, even in the private sector, drive them out. Pull them down, replace them with men and women with true hearts and skillful hands. Open your mouth and pray. In the name, we pray for our nation. Come on, raise that sound of prayer. Raise that sound of prayer. Hallelujah. Over our nation, Nigeria, as we head towards the elections, Father in heaven, we ask for your mercy, God. Anyone you have not planted in governance in this nation, in the public and private sector, by your mercy, drive them out, pull them down, and replace them with men and women of true heart and with skillful hearts. Those who have good hearts and those who are skilled in leadership. Technocrats. No longer will servants ride on horses while the princes walk on barefoot. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You heard the news of the flood. Benue, right? Benue, Bayelsa, Anasaba, and Kogi. That's something we call, what's the word? No, not a plague. That's a catastrophe. You know, we're going to ask for God's help for those regions flooded, that God will come to their help in the name of Jesus, and God will comfort them in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands as a point of contact. We pray over the regions in our nations that are subsumed in flood, that God will arise and help them. And that right early. Say, Father, hasten to help those affected by the flood right now. Open your mouth and pray. Please pray for them. Father, arise for their help, O God. Help your people. Help, O God. We cry. We cry aloud. We cry aloud from this land to you, King Jesus. King Jesus. Your majesty. We cry aloud. We cry.
We cry aloud from this land to King Jesus, your majesty.
And so shall it be. Now, just an instruction. You know, we took off our shoes and danced. Now, if you have a contention in your office, in your home, on a piece of property, you know, or wherever you have the contention, you've done that tonight. But when you get to that location, spend a few minutes and dance over that situation. If it's your office, lock the door. You know, take off your shoes and give God a prophetic dance. A friend of mine, Olumide, were sharing over the phone some years ago, and we spoke about, you know, trampling over snakes and scorpions. And we just had a revelation that one of the ways we do that, one of the ways that we exercise dominion is through the dance. It's a mystery. It's, dancing before God is a mystery. It's a powerful weapon of warfare. More so doing it in a time like this, midnight hour. Walk beside the enemies of your destiny. If they know that you know how to dance before God. Amen. So, just an instruction. Amen. What else are we praying for? Yeah? Okay, let's pray. I put up a post. A dear woman who follows Hallelujah Challenge was watching us one night, and we had issues with light, and because we used to hire an apartment for that, we will just convert the apartment to a stage. The team will stay upstairs, and you know, I mean, it was tough, you know, because it was tight, and we just kept struggling. And I just felt in my heart if we had a place. And she also had that same thought. and she had a piece of property and she gave it to us, and didn't just give it to us, she built the Hallelujah House from ground up and completed it. And she doesn't want to be known, but we want God to say thank you on our behalf. And the prayer point is that God will build every area of our life and put finishing touches. You know, there's something called finishing. You build a house, but some people don't do. But God will build her life and finish it. Give me Psalm 138. Psalm 138. I think the end of it. Verse 8. Go to verse 8. Amen. Let's want to go. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thy. Let's say concerning this woman that God will perfect his work on her life. That God would help us say thank you to her. That God would beautify her life. God will build her life, her destiny, her marriage, her family, and add finishing touches. That she will be a beauty to behold. God will make her a sign and a wonder for sowing into this altar and this platform. That God will decorate and beautify her life. Hallelujah. We're going to sing this song once and then you will ask God for help. We prayed about the help of God. We're just going to pray one prayer of God's help. You're going to ask and say, oh God, help me. We spoke extensively yesterday that nobody can achieve God's purposes and plans for their life without the help of God. So we'll sing this song once and then we would cry out for God's help. Amen. How many of you need God's help?
We cry aloud from this house to you. In Jesus, your majesty.
We cry aloud. We cry.
Pray that prayer in two ways. Number one, deal with the spiritual first. Say, oh God, my Father in heaven, say, help me to know you more. Say, help me to know you more. Open your mouth and pray. That's where it begins. Help me to know you and your Holy Spirit. Help me to know you. Help me to spend time with you. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal the word of God to me. Help me to spend time in prayer. Help me to be like Christ. Help me to know you. You are not praying this prayer like the others. Help me to know you. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Now for a specific area that you need God's help. Say, Father, send me help in this particular area. Open your mouth and pray. Urgent help. Psalm 38, I think, verse 22. Send me urgent help. Send me help. Maybe you have a deadline. Say, send me help in this particular area. Send me help. Send me help. Send me help from your sanctuary. Send me help from your sanctuary. Send me help from your sanctuary. King Jesus, your majesty. Oh, we cry aloud from this land to you, King Jesus, your majesty. Send me help from your sanctuary. Send me help. Mention that area. Allah from this land to you, King Jesus. Arabakala seleme, erobokola baras, elekada baras, eyala baba, oyala baras seleme, rokobolo sine marakala, King Jesus. My God, my God. Can we cry aloud? We cry aloud from this land to you, King Jesus, your majesty. We cry aloud. Amen. 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 Now I remember I prayed with the team. Was it 2 days ago? When did I come to the lodge to pray? 2 days ago. Right? When did I come to pray? 12 o'clock on Monday. Okay. I was praying in my room and I heard the word pallbearers. Pallbearers are those people who carry casket. And I knew by the spirit that it was the spirit of untimely death. So we attacked it. We prayed as a group. Now we're going to pray it generally. Okay, we have thousands of people online, I think 29 or close to 30,000 on Instagram and 38 on YouTube. So you can see the numbers of people praying tonight, just shaking heaven. So we have an opportunity. So this is a massive prayer meeting. Amen. You are going to terminate the assignment of the spirit of untimely death in your life, in your family, especially as we go towards the end of the year. Let's put up a scripture. Which of the scriptures did we use? Which of the scriptures? Okay, Psalm 68 verse 20. We use Psalm 68 verse 20. Let's get a scripture. I like to pray with scripture. Psalm 68 verse 20. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. Give me the scripture that says, I think First Corinthians 15:52. Oh death, where is your sting? Let's put it. Get it for me. Is it 1st or 2nd Corinthians? But I know it's chapter 15. Amen. And then... No, that's not what I'm looking for. 2nd Corinthians... 1st Corinthians 15... 1st Corinthians 15... Sorry, I want to say Corinthians 15, 55. 1st Corinthians 15, 55. Oh death, where is your sting? Oh Hades, where is your victory? Go to the next scripture. I like the next scripture. It gives us the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Continue. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father. Guys, be militant. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Shall we terminate the assignment of the spirit of untimely death in our lives, in our families, particularly as we close this year, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. We terminate the assignment of the spirit of untimely death in our lives, in our families, especially towards the end of this year. we terminate the assignment of the spirit of untimely death. We terminate the assignment in the life of our children. We terminate untimely death. You spirit of death, where is your sting? Go there. Thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. And so shall it be. Let's pray against fires. Let me check the way I coined the prayer. Say, we come against. Be militant. Say, we come against destructive fire outbreaks in our homes and spaces. Say, angels of the living God, intervene and intercept where and when necessary. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Mysterious fire outbreaks. Even those caused by negligence or by malice, we come against in the name of Jesus. Your people shall not suffer loss. Loss of property, loss of life, due fire outbreaks. We stop it in the tracks in Jesus' name. This is a decree of the watchers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. On the first day of the challenge, I was praying and I saw a woman with a small child. Now, I don't know if the child's name was Ndidi or the mother was Ndidi. But I saw a woman and a child, Ndidi, and they needed God's intervention. I released this word. The Bible says he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. For that woman that I saw in the spirit, whose child or the woman's name is Ndidi, receive the help of God now. That which you are waiting for, God has brought to pass in Jesus' mighty name. As we go, those of you who are not born again, you need God's help. The help you need is salvation. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose what his soul? All you need to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And he came, he died, he rose again. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. So stay with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Thank you for dying for me. I acknowledge I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Help me, save me, wash me in your blood, cleanse me, and break the power of sin. I confess you and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I declare that my sins are forgiven and I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Father, for everyone who said that prayer believing, we declare them saved to the uttermost in Jesus' name. The power of sin is broken in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, please, you're going to find a link and an information on my page and profile. Please fill it. We will get back to you. We want to, after the challenge, talk to you, have a Zoom class and help you in your work with God. Amen. So, an assignment before we sing, see what the Lord has done. Now, the reason why we are running over a bit is because we started 5 minutes late because of technical issues. So, bear with us. Those of you who contact us every now and then, to be a blessing to us, we found a smarter way. If you go to this website, you will find a page that a segment that talks about partnership. If you click there and fill the form, you will find the details and you would bless the team, bless the work that we're doing as the Lord leads you. No compulsion, no coercion. Give as the Lord leads you. Just to give an information, our home church, the Oasis, a Redeemed Parish Youth Church, will be having a conference. It's called Oasis International Conference. It's a life-changing experience. We'll have my pastor, Pastor Ben Akabweze, Bishop Francis Wale, Pastor William McDowell, Apostle Joshua Selman, Pastor Andy Osakwe, Prophet Gideon Danso, Pastor Emmanuel Emefianim, and Dr. Ferdinand Weke, November 21st to 27th. So mark the date. Amen. Take your journals. We're going to wave and blow, see what the Lord has done. And then I'll blow my trumpet and we'll end. While we sing it, wave it. Believe. See what the Lord says.
See what the Lord has done. Oh, see what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord, see with the eyes of your spirit. See what the Lord has done.
Oh, see what the Lord has done.
What He waiting for,
what He waiting for,
has come to pass. See what one more time. See what the Lord,
see what the Lord,
see what the Lord has done.
Oh, see what the Lord has done.
What we waited for,
what we waited for,
has come to pass.
See what the Lord.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Don't miss day four. See you tomorrow. Now let's give God thanks, team. Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.